My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, before we get to Mitch, please. Mitch, it was brought to my attention that the shirt you were wearing was not something courtesy of the company. What shirt are you wearing there, Mitch?
So I'm wearing a gray shirt that says Property of Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan Cleveland with like a circular design.
And I am the one that pointed out that I don't believe that that is actual property of Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan Cleveland.
You thought there was a chance that somebody went rogue and just made unlicensed apparel that we could potentially sue them?
Yes.
That's what absolutely happens when you buy stuff off of TikTok.
Yeah, I...
What do you mean off of TikTok?
So TikTok has like a shop where you can go and just buy random assorted products. And I just found the shirt on there. I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. So I bought two of them.
Yeah, because I have worked here as long as you have, Anthony. And the only station apparel I have are two polo shirts and a pullover. That is not in the in my catalog of available apparel to be wearing. So I was curious as to how, when, and where he acquired that t-shirt.
Now, I just assumed he got that wherever he got his main apparel from Kenny Bunkport. You were styling. I mean, when Mitch got back from Maine, there was immediate evidence that he was indeed in Maine.
I rated an LL Bean a few days a week. It was rough.
Nice. Ken was making fun of you. I thought it was nice.
You rated an LL Bean, huh? Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't know about wearing that in the summer, but...
Yeah, that was for a gag. I'm not wearing that until like November at the earliest.
I think that's going to get some mileage. I have no problem with that. Don't let the haters get after you on that. Meanwhile, I do believe that is a We Bleed Ohio shirt.
Yes.
So that would be officially licensed.
Yeah, funnily enough, there's a thing on here that it shows you on TikTok like how many of the items they sell globally since it was listed on the shop.
How popular is that shirt?
It says 2 sold.
wait, come in here. I gotta
see. The 2 that you bought?
Hold on. I don't know that they should leave that on there.
You bought the only 2 shirts ever?
Holy cow. All right. Well, maybe there will be a run on that. How can they access? Why don't you let them know? How can they access this TikTok?
He can put the link up on Twitter and then all the numbers will go up.
Yeah, I'll do that.
This will be like WNBA ratings when they say they've grown by 200%.
I do know there is one staff member here that will be very interested in how to acquire that t-shirt. I'm not naming any names.
Oh, come on.
Well, since we found out it is officially licensed, I don't think he's going to be very interested. We had a whole thing going on behind the scenes. Like, how can we get lawsuit money out of this?
I know.
I want to know who gets the royalties from the 2 that were sold. Is that Ken Carmen? Does he get that?
I know it's not me.
All right, I'm just asking questions here. Mitch, please.
All right, so I just wanted to use a segment to play the one remaining clip from the... Nick Castellano saga that I didn't get
to
go to.
There's another clip?
There's another one, and this one
We've done 20 minutes on this
This
already.
One is self aware, though, Lima, because it was during the series out in London earlier this summer between the Mets and the Phillies.
Who died?
Well, Queen Elizabeth 2 years ago, but that's not here nor there. This series was included. It featured a Nick Castellanos homer, and this was the call from Fox via Joe Davis and John Smoltz.
Yeah, he had the...
Whoa! Castellanos launches it, and it is gone! There's a deep drive to left field in London from Castellanos to make it 7-2.
All right, so he played to it there.
Pretty much.
So it has become, if anybody's wondered...
It's become a thing.
Oh, it became a thing a while ago.
They had to take him off the betting boards yesterday after the announcement from President Biden.
Now that almost seems like a bit, right? I mean, has anybody asked him, does he use news of the day as motivation? Does he even know about the news of the day? Is he somebody who has his phone tucked away, doesn't have it out there? Some of these guys check their phone when they go to the bathroom. Like, is he somebody that uses that as motivation? Oh, something happened. I got to put my cape on.
Right.
It's the bat signal.
There's an entire subreddit dedicated to the question, do you think Nick Castellanos is aware of his meme status on our baseball? So I'm going through the answers now.
He's got to know.
He's like a modern-day Nostradamus. I keep trying to figure out a way last names together.
Yeah, I don't know if you're Nostradamus, though, if you're doing after.
Domos.
Apparently his mom tweeted about it. Like, his mom responded to a tweet that said, so funny.
Aren't you supposed to do it like before? So, like, it shouldn't the bit be if Castellanos homers, something significant will happen, as opposed to the significant thing happens, then he homers.
Yeah, just
because he's kind of like, to me, he's celebrating something big happened with a home run.
Well, there's also been tragedies. He hasn't been celebrating the tragedies. By the way, congratulations to LeBron James. He will be bearing the Team USA flag at the opening ceremonies.
Wow.
He joins Rulon Jones, Scott Hamilton, Mia Hamm. We had a big discussion about Mia Hamm. Now, Kayla, how old are you?
33.
And you asked, is that the soccer player who...
took her shirt off on the pitch and was running around in her sports bra.
And I said, no, that's Brandi Chastain. And then you said, hello, Lima. And you showed me your phone. You did a Google image search. And what was that search?
They were all pictures of Chastain, but labeled as Mia Hamm. They all came up.
So is this just going to be lost to history? Is this going to be like the Mandela effect, where forever now people are going to assume that was Mia Hamm? Now, I remember this moment. It was like an international incident when she did it. You're too young. I think you're too young to truly have remembered that.
Not that much younger than you.
What year was that?
That was the only thing that I knew about her, about Mia Hamm. That's the only thing I knew about her name, was she was the one that ran around in her sports bra.
Even though it wasn't her.
I guess so.
You didn't know about her
Mandela effect.
You didn't know about her marriage to Nomar Garcia Parra?
I don't know who that is.
About Hope Solo and her marriage. Oh, we'll get to that another time. All right, Daryl, I appreciate you coming on the show. Mitch, terrific job. I'll tell you, that was a good walk-off, was it not? Mitch, terrific job with the Castellano stuff. And who knows? Owen might not be back tomorrow because, I don't know, are airplanes ever getting back on time? So, Kayla, you might be here tomorrow, so I'm not going to give you a send-off.
Castellanos hit a home run and all the planes went down?
Then we'll know. That could have been
why. Is that what started the global outage?
See, we're just going to loosely, but there's news happening every day now. See, this is my issue. We'll have to do this tomorrow. Jason Lloyd will be in for Kenny. Daryl, have safe travels down to Greenbrier. And for everybody, appreciate you listening today. Baskin and Phelps up next. Loaded, loaded Baskin and Phelps today. So long from 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.